Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Monday, March 13th, 2017. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Ban on coal rolling, the act of sending air pollution at bystanders from your vehicle, killed in the Idaho Senate by an 18-16 vote. Republican Senator Dan Foreman of Moscow voted against. Republican Representative Carolyn Troy of Genesee promotes a bill to allow remote video testimony for House committee hearings. Montana driver's licenses will likely be no good for flying on airliners starting in January of next year because of the Real ID Act. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And you're tuned into the KRFP Evening Report live from the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho. The Idaho Senate today killed a bill that would ban a practice called coal rolling, in which a driver releases a large amount of soot, smoke, or other air pollution as the driver activates a switch on a modified diesel engine. The practice is virtually synonymous with redneck behavior and almost always comes from a large truck rolling by someone the driver wants to expose to the air pollution, such as those at an environmental demonstration. The many Moscow demonstrations against ExxonMobil tar sands-bound megaloads heading to Alberta through Moscow were coal rolled at least twice. The vote was 18-16 against the bill, with Republican Dan Foreman of Moscow voting against. When Senate Transportation Committee Chair Bert Brackett of Rogerson told the Senate coal rolling is a public safety issue, Republican Dan Foreman of Moscow argued current law against creating a public safety hazard is sufficient. Foreman, a former Moscow police officer, said, "I don't deny that this is a safety hazard. I've been there. I've enforced it." Brackett and Senate Minority Leader Michelle Stennett of Ketchum co-sponsored the bill. The House bill implementing price lock fee increases for hunting and fishing tags cleared the Idaho Senate Resources Committee today and now heads to the full Senate. The bill will allow those who consistently buy hunting and fishing tags to continue purchasing them at the same price for at least 5 years, whether Idaho Fish and Game increases the fees or not. The bill has already passed in the House. Fish and Game Director Virgil Moore said, however, at the committee meeting today, "We have no intent of seeking a fee increase on those that are increased in here for a 5-year period." The Moscow City Council's Public Works Finance Committee today moved a proposal to accept the low $346,000 bid from ABM Industry Groups LLC for janitorial services in 11 city-owned buildings to the regular agenda at the next city council meeting. The buildings involved in the contract for next year would include City Hall, the police station, the Hamilton Indoor Recreation Center, the Intermodal Transit Center, among others. Here's Moscow Assistant Parks and Recreation Director David Schott explaining the contract.
Our recommendation with this is the acceptance of the low bid from ABM Industries. They're currently our janitorial contractor in the amount of $346,300.33 for the entire professional services agreement and forward on to for full council authorization or provide us with further direction.
That was Moscow Assistant Parks and Recreation Director David Schott in a discussion with Moscow City Council member Art Betke at today's Moscow City Council Public Works Finance Committee meeting. Vista Outdoor has laid off 100 at its ammunition plant in Lewiston. The company says it expects the layoff to last about a month because it is adjusting its inventory. The Lewiston Tribune reports demand for ammunition dropped after Donald Trump was elected president because gun owners were stockpiling ammunition during the Obama administration because they were concerned about eroding Second Amendment rights. Montana residents will likely have to use another form of identification besides Montana driver's licenses to board commercial airliners starting January 2nd of next year for about a decade. Montana legislators of all political persuasions have balked at approving driver's licenses that comply with the federal Real ID Act, calling it an example of federal government overreach. The Department of Homeland Security granted two extensions for Montana driver's licenses. The two U.S. senators from Montana have introduced legislation to repeal the federal Real ID Act. Police in Bellingham, Washington shot and killed a suspect in a stabbing yesterday afternoon near the Whatcom Transportation Authority bus station. The Bellingham Herald reports one man was stabbed in the neck in front of a cafe about a block from the bus station, and witnesses chased the man down the street. A Bellingham police officer shot and killed the suspect at 4:23 p.m., about 5 minutes after the stabbing. Crews rushed the stabbed man to a local hospital. He had been stabbed in the neck. Police have not released the identity of the dead man or the man who was stabbed. The paper reported two dozen police officers were converged on the scene, marking it with crime scene tape and covering up the body with a white sheet. The paper said a silver folding knife was on the sidewalk with its blade out, and a police drone hovered over the scene of the killing. A bill introduced by Republican State Representative Carolyn Troy of Genesee to allow remote video testimony from far-flung areas of the state in committee meetings is not expected to have much traction this late in the legislative session. Troy's bill would allow each member of a legislative committee in the House to invite two constituents to testify remotely as long as they live at least 100 miles from Boise. According to the Lewiston Tribune, those testifying would likely use video conferencing setups at county extension offices or other state facilities. Troy told the paper some House committee chairs have concerns about her bill, which is why it is unlikely to advance this year. Troy said legislators in Alaska take remote testimony from 23 sites across the state. The Washington Senate has a pilot program that started in 2015, which uses six sites. Troy said, "When I worked at Washington State University, almost a third of my team was located on the West Coast. We did a lot of distance testimony. It was an everyday occurrence for us. So I've been looking at how we can use the technology that's already in the Capitol so citizens across the state can have their voices heard. We'll keep exploring the costs. I might still find some chairman for next session. At least we have the idea out there." The city of Moscow released a press release this afternoon saying they have closed the athletic fields and dog park at Mountain View Park due to wet conditions until further notice. The press release says the turf in this area is prone to damage with the wet conditions and use. In an effort to protect the park asset for the season, the city asks the public to honor the closure until the area has had time to dry and reopen. The city will reassess the area frequently to determine a reopening date. The city of Moscow would like to thank the public for their patience through this closure. That's from a city of Moscow press release this afternoon. And that's it for the KRFP evening report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather, there are two flood watches in effect through Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. The first flood watch is for a large area, including the following counties in Idaho: Latah, Lewis, Nez Perce, Shoshone, Benoit, Bonner, Boundary, and Kootenai. And the following counties in Washington: Whitman, Assotin, Ferry, Garfield, Ponderé, Spokane, and Stevens. This flood watch will be in effect until late Wednesday night. Rounds of moderate or locally heavy rainfall is forecast to start tonight and persist through late Wednesday night. Temperatures will be mild and snow levels high, leading to increased snowmelt, especially in the valleys and mid-slopes of the northeastern Washington and northern Idaho areas. With the saturated and somewhat frozen soil conditions, water will be slow to drain and dissipate. Rock falls and slides on steep slopes are possible. In addition, low spots with poor drainage or those areas that are still dealing with flooding from recent events may see additional flood problems. Small streams and creeks will have increased flows. Localized flooding is possible in areas where storm drains and ditches are full of snow or standing water. A flood watch means there's a potential for flooding based on the current forecast. People should monitor forecasts and be alert for possible flood warnings. Those living in areas prone to flooding should be prepared to take action should flooding develop. There's also a more specific flood watch in effect for four different rivers and creeks in the region. Until Thursday morning, one of them is Paradise Creek at Moscow. The others are the Coeur d'Alene River at Cataldo, the Little Spokane River at Dartford, and the St. Joe River at St. Mary's. Snowmelt and rainfall will drive several creeks and rivers in the area over flood stage this week. The Little Spokane River could see flows higher than ever in the last 20 years. Residents and those with interests near the rivers or creeks should monitor rising water levels and be prepared for possible flood warnings. The spring snowmelt runoff in lakes and rivers is dangerously cold and can be life-threatening for those that may come into contact with the water. People should take precautions and be aware of large debris in rivers or creeks. High water levels can push logs and other large debris into rivers and creeks, increasing the dangers to people and boats. Paradise Creek was at 6.4 feet stage today at 12:45 p.m. But flood stage is 9.2. Paradise Creek can rise fairly quickly, and the flood watch is in effect until Wednesday afternoon for that specific creek, Paradise Creek in Moscow. Minor flooding is possible. The regular forecast for the Moscow Pullman area is calling for 100% chance of rain tonight. Rain could be heavy at times. Temperatures rising to 48 by 5 a.m. Precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. 100% or 90% chance of rain tomorrow, high 55, between a quarter and a half inch possible. 90% chance of rain Tuesday night, low 46, up to a quarter of an inch possible. 90% chance of rain Wednesday, high 54, up to a quarter inch possible. 100% chance of rain Wednesday night, mainly before midnight. Rain could be heavy at times, low 37. 20% chance of showers afternoon on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, high 47. Currently at the Pullman Moscow Regional Airport, 49 degrees. Thanks for tuning in to the KRFP Evening Report. Coming up next, we have news and opinions from the West Side with Eat the Airwaves, followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscast you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. I'm Lee Robartis. Have a good evening. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial and online. And remember, all editions of the KRFP Evening Report are archived on the KRFP website shortly after broadcast. Have a good night.